underestimate the sound of driving at night to something like this. I'm like in Tron. So,
yeah.
It's a scary day. I'm scared. That's why I had this on.
Which part is scary for you?
The children coming to the house.
But no children come to the house.
Yeah, I know. So it's kind of an uneventful Halloween for me. Nothing is...
So it's not scary?
No. Hasn't been scary at all. So,
Let's get real now.
What are you scared of?
Oh, we're getting that real.
What is your biggest fear?
I'm gonna say falling from a really high building.
Yeah.
It was a setup.
They set me up. Wait, no, let me get real.
2.0.
But seriously.
We're getting real again.
Let me introduce my guests today. Vivian Sanders. What? Clementine Sanders?
Was that a question? Clementine, is it you?
And what was her name? Young Buck?
Ice.
Young Buck? Ice. Thank you, Young Buck.
You're welcome.
Little known rapper in the Southern Philadelphia area. I don't know if you have been familiar with, I'm talking to the audience, not you.
Oh.
So, keep it. I'm trying to keep it real, as real as you keep it on the track. No more homies in the gym shack. Do you remember that song?
Are you talking to me now?
Yeah.
Nope.
You remember it.
Is that it?
What?
That was your own work. I'm surprised.
Oh, you know what? I was in a haze when that was recorded. It was a dark period.
Oh yeah, no, I understand. Like how Kanye recorded his whole album with a broken jaw.
Yeah.
What you did it with?
It was a toe. I broke.
Broken toe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you break the toe?
I went to the zoo to see all the animals in the cages, and then. There was an accident involving an ice cream cone.
Right.
Yeah.
Ice cream cone.
Long story short.
Right. Long story short, somebody
was
hurt.
That's why you should always be aware of your ice cream cones.
It's true.
So.
National awareness for ice cream cone dangers.
Do you think you can give us a live performance today?
Of ice cream toe breaking?
No, I mean of your world renowned rhymes.
Oh.
As young buck, I mean I can't ask you any more.
Right.
Or I mean I can't ask any more of you.
Let's give it a try. Let's All see right. what happens.
Okay. You ready?
All right. Ready? Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So since you... Would you drop the beat and just leave me hanging?
That's the song. That's what I like about your songs. It's like they're so innovative. You don't even really need a verse, a chorus, an outro, an intro. It's just, you get raw. It's raw. It's right to the point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind doing my favorite song on the track? The last song on the track? On the CD? On the LP?
Oh, this one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, 17 years ago, I was a young buck. I didn't know much. I didn't give a fuck. I went to school, but I didn't like it that much.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. You know, I've... Oh, wow. That was incredible. I feel honored.
Falling off a building.
Is this another one that your producer gave us? Yeah, I think so. Here we go.
Here we go now.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my gosh. You know, I can't think of any artist that's been more innovative this year, besides maybe Little Demon.
Oh yeah, my boy.
Yeah, yeah, but you guys, yeah, you're on the same page. You're doing the same type of shit. You're doing the same hustle, and I feel that.
Yeah, no, he brings it.
Yeah, brings it to the dinner table. Maybe the cafeteria, the lunch table, the bench.
Like with the trays that have the compartments.
Yeah. Yeah, he brings it in the compartment with the macaroni and cheese compartment.
Yeah, next to the
condiments. Yeah.
Yeah, condiments. Milk cartons.
They're like little cups.
There's like a little brownie in the shape of the compartment. Yeah.
Yeah.
He brings that too.
That's good.
Yeah.
Does he bring Could get messy, you know.
The crowd didn't like that. We have a live studio audience, by the way. I don't know if you, I mean, obviously you know because there was the applause earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was your first Halloween costume?
Shit, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know if I know the first. I know I was a gypsy and a teacher.
A gypsy?
Well, I went one year as a gypsy fortune teller.
Ooh, that'd be a good costume.
It was really good. There's a picture of me. It's cute as hell. It's like a DIY, but it was like with all my mom's like scarves.
Oh, nice. Jewels.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good. The teacher was pretty good too. Yeah. I just dressed like my first grade teacher.
Did you get like a little power suit?
No, she wore like long flowery skirts.
Oh, okay.
And like a blouse. I like did my hair like hers.
Yeah.
It was actually probably kind of weird. like
for like a little person
showing up to school like dressed as her, like walking in the parade. Or like little, you know, her school's like costume. Yeah, no, she thought it was cute, but it was just like, looking back on it, I'm like, that's kind of a weird thing for a little kid to do.
It's a little weird. Be just like you.
Yeah, I looked up to her. I thought she was a cool teacher. She let us have snails. She was the one that would pet snails. So fuck you, people that eat escargot. They're someone's pet. Think about kindergarten. That. Think about that.
Escargot.
Yeah. We had little class pets. We'd poke their little antennas with our erasers. They were cute. And they'd slither across our desks.
They let them do that?
Yeah. It was the 90s, baby. They didn't care. Their
slug trails all over your math homework.
I'm sure she, like, wiped it. And I just don't remember, but...
Oh, what were we reading today? Slugs.
Oh, that was so sad. No.
If you eat a slug, you get brain infections.
What?
Yeah.
I touched a slug the other day by accident.
Did you touch your mouth?
No. I washed my hands like really thoroughly, and the slug slime wouldn't come off. Yeah. Like, no matter how much I rubbed or how much soap I used.
Oh, my God.
It was so viscous, it just like,
oh god,
stayed on my hand.
It's like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, if you eat slugs.
I love snails, but I hate slugs. Doesn't make too much
snails sense. Too. If you eat snails raw, you'll get a brain infection.
Never eat a snail. They were my pet. Like, come on now.
Is it guaranteed you get a brain infection?
Yeah, I think it has. You'll get like worms in your brain.
What the fuck? Who figured that out?
Some idiot who ate a slug.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You guys can get your brain scanned for free.
What?
For slugs?
No.
Oh!
In New York right now, they're doing some thing.
Free brain scans for free?
Yeah. You want to radiate your brain.
For what, you mean?
For free. For people who want a free brain scan.
Like MRIs? fMRIs?
Yeah. My mom's like doing it with her work. They have like a traveling MRI.
Do you have to be a...
Weird.
What? Do they give you like the injection? Like with the
I don't think so.
Contrast?
The dye? No. I don't know. Maybe.
It's fucked up.
It's kind of weird.
They're just looking for like aneurysms and stuff.
Oh, man. Do you have a musical guest that you might want to recommend that might be on YouTube? Somebody that is too hip for Clip?
Oh shit. Let me think.
Somebody we might not know about that, you know, you might know.
I really like
Diane Ward?
No. I've been listening to the Everly Brothers a lot. Do you watch that show about the people who get taken away and they disappear and nobody knows why?
What?
Taken?
No.
With Liam Neeson?
No.
Liam Neeson?
The people wear white. They smoke cigarettes. They don't talk.
Oh, man.
What?
No.
Oh, where'd you say that?
Cigarettes.
On the line. I mean, online. It's on TV. It's called The Return. I don't know. I like the theme song to that show.
Can you find the theme song to
it's
that show?
It's a little bit country. It's a little bit bluegrass. I don't know how we feel about that. How do we feel about bluegrass?
I don't know. I like grass, so...
I don't like grass. Grass is, like, weird.
Yeah, if you want to make it so Jess can't go anywhere, just put her on grass.
They did that to my school, my college. So, I mean, everybody else was delighted that our whole first floor was covered in grass.
Oh, no.
There were kids just, like, you know, lounging around, doing their homework and stuff. Inside, yeah. Somebody, like, installed sod. in our first floor as like an exhibit. And everybody else was pumped. And I'm like, shit, there's grass everywhere. This sucks. I can't get away from it. I thought I was safe inside. I thought that was like my safety zone.
I didn't know. They didn't know it was bad for some people. They thought they were doing a good thing.
I just think it's like been a lifelong...
Hello. tell our friends it's been amazing.
Preemptively.
Wait.
I didn't think that was gonna end so fast. Sorry. I still have some puffins in my mouth.
Oh, fuck. It's back.
Alright, well.
Wait, did you guys make up that story about Koreans eating puffins?
No.
No, somebody else was talking about it. I don't remember who.
Oh, shit.
Joe Rogan.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Okay.
It was some other podcast talking about it.
Yeah, but talking about.
Like, what?
I think it's Koreans or some kind of
somebody was eating
Eastern
puffins.
Culture
that was eats eating puffins.
Fermented puffins.
I don't remember who was eating puffins, but
it's crazy.
How could you eat such a cute little thing? It's so cute.
Fermented puffins. I mean, you know. Did I have something?
It also happens after you eat the puffins.
Oh.
Big poo.
It doesn't.
Poor puffin.
I think that sound effect is in every episode.
The toilet?
Yeah, that toilet. Oh man, you know I should have been. I've been failing this whole time. This whole time.
This old house.
Where's this?
The Bob Beal.
Oh,
I've been failing this old
that.
House.
Where is he? Bob Beal.
Bob Beal?
Where is Bob
Beal? Bob
Beal. Yeah, let's find out.
Yeah, find out where Bob Beal is.
Right now.
What's he doing?
Access his tracking device.
Where are they now? Bob Beal edition.
Bob Vila has never been to jail.
Oh, good.
But where is he? What's he doing? Is he still in the old house?
He was born in Miami, Florida on June 20th, 1946, into a Cuban American family. He attended the University of Florida and later did a stint in the Peace Corps building houses in Panama.
Hmm.
Before the old house.
Yeah. I bet that's what sparked his passion for house building.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Apparently, 9 years after this old house, Bob Vila is still rocking.
Old houses?
Yeah. He lost a million on Madison.
Houses?
Yeah.
He lost 1 million.
1 million.
And then, but he's gained so much.
What's his net worth? He's worth $23 million.
Oh, wow. Good job, Bob Beale. You're set forever.
Yeah.
Oh, but
25 million.
What are you doing now? Just more old houses?
Yeah, more old houses.
All right. More old houses.
You think he knows Tim?
Toolman?
Yeah.
Tim the Toolman Taylor? Now that's a man who's been to jail.
What did he go to jail for?
Throwing hammers.
And was this before or after he was Santa? Oh, shit.
Are you gonna eat the worms?
Fuck.
The slugs.
Wait, what? Well, I feel like I broke this microphone.
Is that a question?
You guys know what time it is.
For $13,000.
No. Never.
Is it A, time to boogie? B, tool time? C, time to get a debauch? Or D, none of the above?
Shit. This has never happened before, but... none of the above.
For $13,000, you are correct.
All right, awesome. Cool. What's the question?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me a question.
For $13,000, what is the Bob Vila's net worth?
This is a trick question. $23 million.
Actually, no. What's his middle name? Bob Vila.
Well, he's Cuban American.
Right.
So I'm gonna say
remember the American.
Matthew. Bob Matthew Vila for $13,000. Final answer.
Sorry.
It
was Joseph.
I was gonna say Joseph.
Oh man.
Damn.
We'll give it to you anyway.
Okay. This has never happened.
No.
Unprecedented.
We're out of time. Whoa. Yeah. We're out of time. What the hell's going on with this
Wait,
microphone?
Is that the alarm? Can it tell you we're out of time?
Where'd the time go?
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
Whoa.
Spooky. We didn't even do a spooky episode, you guys.
Okay, what's the spooky?
You think I am.
Supposed to be spooky. Yeah, thought. That's right.
It's Halloween.
We'll see.
Forgot it was Halloween.
Last week was a spooky
episode.
It's because
we don't have any candy, guys. I'm telling you. Oh, right. We had a pile of candy in front of us.
I know. I'm just waiting for this to end so we can go get candy.
Yeah, we need to get some candy.
That's what this is really about.
It really is about making it to the end to get some candy.
I mean, this is...
Is there a pause button for candy?
Never done that before.
You've never paused, like, midway? You can't pause?
No.
It's gotta, like, go? Once you start, you can't stop. It's like, it's like the Pringles of podcasts. You can't...
I've never paused. Yeah, I mean, it's usually
all
the way through.
It's a groundbreaking episode. You've already established that, you know? It's,
true.
You know, you had such an unprecedented game of whatever just happened before.
Right.
So, candy.
Hmm.
They should deliver candy. That's the future.
They deliver cookies.
What?
Where?
Who does that?
Insomnia cookies. What? Yeah, at night, they give you cookies.
Who the fuck is an insomnia? What's an insomnia cookie?
You pay money for it and they bring it to you.
The option exists. I'd like a cheesecake like that. The variety of cheesecakes.
Yeah. They cut it fresh in front of you. They bring the whole pie. You get to pick how big
there's
your slice
place.
Is.
Wow.
There's this place in town. I got cheesecake slices like. It's like.
Like a monster.
It's a hefty, and like the crust is like.
Ooh, damn.
It's an ooh, damn.
It's like,
if I bridge a crazy.
Ooh, damn.
He doesn't even like cheesecake if he liked it.
Nah, I
don't. And I was like,
that's
get
true.
The hell away from my cheesecake. You don't even like cheesecake.
You ain't
worthy of this cheesecake. This is like heaven in a cheesecake. It's like you take a bite and you're transformed. I really love this cheesecake.
So what do you think about... science.
I was thinking about it actually today, thinking about science.
Yeah.
And,
what type of science?
Just this kind of science that tries to tell us how the universe exists. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
What do you think about artificial intelligence and its effect on the human race?
I think that... I don't know. I honestly feel like our society is going to collapse before we get to that point.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think we're...
We're not even going to make it to the robo-apocalypse?
No, no.
I don't think we're mature enough as a society to make it there. We're going to destroy ourselves with nuclear... arms and and then maybe robot arms if we do make it there.
We're so screwed, by the way.
Hmm. What?
For like all that shit.
Wait,
robot arms?
Robot arms?
Robot arms? Wait, what are we talking about?
What do you think about Bigfoot?
I think he needs to get some shoes.
Probably.
What do you think about the Loch Ness monster?
I think it's probably something else.
Is there a god?
Think has corners.
Space has corners?
Yeah.
Corners?
Like what shape?
Is space?
Is space.
Oh god. What if it doesn't have a shape? What if it's just...
It's a bullshit forever. Question.
It just goes.
You can't just shut it down like that.
It goes forever. No shape at all.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I think about space.
Tell me. What do you think about space?
I think that when you get to the end of space, the universe itself, you can never get to the end of it because it's, number one, it's constantly expanding. But perhaps even if you were to get into a
car accident.
A spaceship that would fly faster than the speed of the universe expanding and fly out to the edge of the universe and get to the edge of the universe. Even then, if you crossed over the edge, I think you would come out the other side. Something's in there.
It's a little metal bits here.
Oh yeah, those are good. They protect it from wobbling.
Really?
Yeah, because play the one that doesn't have it. It vibrates. Touching your feet.
Is this in the shape of an alien? With the eyes? No. It's like an alien head.
You're not the first person to say that.
Who else? Tell me who.
I don't know.
You must contact this person.
I think,
he who shall not be named.
He who shall not be named.
Let's tell him right now. I saw an alien head too.
So what would your what's your second favorite musical artist of the day be of 2015? If you had an award you can give to somebody, some musician, 2015.
If there was an award?
Yeah.
most buttery voice goes to Leanne Lajavas. Wait, you can't just pick anyone. What's wrong? No.
Oh, yes.
Everything but the truth, the truth. Three little words over time, overheard and overused, used. No sweet nothing could ever be turned into something new. No grand gesture could ever be made to measure. So I could spend it all on you. On you. Oh, all I need is to see you smile. I've forgotten how to be blue.
Doodle-doo.
Leanne.
That was nice. Yeah.
I prefer her to other Leannes.
That was so far my favorite Leanne.
Yeah.
Leanne Rimes is okay.
I wasn't even going to bring up her name.
Leanne Lajavas.
Just kidding. Are we going to drink that rum?
I mean, I've been drinking it.
You've been drinking it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Can I have a swizzle?
Of course. That was, Oh, man. That was a good sound effect. I got that one online somewhere. what's your most nightmarish dream?
Oh.
Most horrible nightmare.
What kind? Like a death dream? Like.
Most horrible to you. Because, yeah, I know what you mean. I've had, for example, dreams where my father's guts were hanging out, and he was just like, I gotta go to work, you know?
And you're like, no, please.
And I'm like, no, you're all right, you know, whatever.
Wait, you're telling me he's all right?
Telling him that he's, that he's got to go to the hospital. He's not all right. But, yeah. But then there's those dreams where you're, like, terrified of a concept.
Yeah.
Something that's not there physically. An impending feeling of something that, you know, is going to happen, but you don't know what it is. And it just takes over everything.
Yeah. Like, are they going to discontinue your tires and then you don't find out and then you die?
Just continue your tires.
Yeah, or recall them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I meant.
No one new tire recall.
So is that your, that's your, what's your...
like the scariest dream that I've had?
Ever in life?
Well, when I was little, I used to have dreams about my parents dying that were really scary, but like as an adult, like... being on the beach and then like a 400-foot wave just comes up and swallows you. You can't run fast enough to get away.
Hmm.
It's like a wall of water bigger than anything you've ever seen.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
I think as a kid for me it would be skeletons with machine guns.
Oof. Yeah, you don't want to give a skeleton a machine gun. That's just asking for trouble.
Yeah, that was trouble. My mom got shot. It was fucked up, man.
Did she turn into a skeleton after?
No. She was just in after the back getting of a shot. Cop car. We were in a cop car. There was also the Jurassic Park dream. That one was fucked up. Glass in the eye. T-Rex stomp in your car.
Ooh. Glass in the eye. I don't think I've ever had that sensation.
Oh my god.
In a dream. Glass in the eye. Was that the sound effect for like...
I woke up and it was like...
mortal laceration.
Man. I think so. I can't think of anything as an adult though.
Yeah, just your old run-of-the-mill anxiety dreams.
Yeah.
Right?
Alright. I feel that.
Or like the top, car like rolling down a hill when you're a kid.
Oh,
like
I had that one.
In a runaway car.
That was a reoccurring one.
Yeah.
I have a lot of running away from things, running away from people in buildings.
I can't really be familiar.
Like I'm familiar with, but I can't figure out the, how the building it. Is and I end up like taking a wrong turn and you know getting locked somewhere and then wake up at the last minute or fall like falling off shit cliffs.
No, I have dreams that I'm falling away from Earth, like gravity no longer affects me and I can't get back down.
I've never had a dream like that.
No. Sucked out into space. No? Nope. You guys don't get that?
No, never.
I've never had the falling dream either.
That's a fear. That's legitimate fear.
Falling off the earth?
Yeah, there's a name for it.
Shit.
Let me see.
I think I have that.
That gravity will just someday stop working for you.
Yeah, or like my soul leaving my body.
like astral projection.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you believe in the soul. Barophobia is the fear of gravity. Hold on.
Fear of gravity.
Barophobia is defined as an irrational or overwhelming fear of gravity. That's not what you have. Fear of loss of gravity. Let's see.
I mean, I don't feel like it's going to happen any moment. It's just scary in a dream.
Yeah. I've had creepy dreams.
Like how so?
Your fear is... You have fear of lifting off the ground. Aviatophobia. Are you afraid of, like, planes?
Yes, I'm terrified of flying.
Aviatophobia.
Huh. Interesting. I could never be an astronaut.
No.
Aviatophobia?
Flying is great.
What do you mean for that to be loud? Flying is great? Yeah, fuck that.
Flying is great. Flying is great. It's so great.
I'm drinking more rum.
Great, great, great.
You know, if this was like a spaceship,
this is like a race between space vehicles.
Yeah. I'm excited about Star Wars. I don't care what
the people say.
The people and what anybody says.
What are people saying? People are saying things?
Yeah. They say they don't want to go to the movie until the war's over. And it's a movie about nice stuff. That's what they're saying.
Wait,
I invite them.
Until the Star Wars?
Yeah. You know? Whatever. I call them. Phone's busy.
Can we do a prank call?
I'm calling them.
Who should we prank call?
We can call somebody if you want.
Yeah, let's do it. Who's going to pick up?
Let me see.
Should we plan it? Like, what are we going to say?
Should we do voices?
Okay.
I don't know.
Can we pretend like we're the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future?
Call him. He's got to be drunk as hell right now.
Okay. You're just gonna put
but
it on
isn't he gonna know your number? How's it gonna be a prank call?
Did you block it?
He has you in his phone.
Come on, Nia.
Yeah, well, that's usually what happens when I call him.
So you gotta, like...
What? You're not even looking for people to call. You're just looking at hats or something.
It's a hat that tells you that it's cold outside.
Why? Wouldn't you just put it?
You got the chappins. The chappin snaps.
Yeah.
Snappity snaps. What happened?
Is this Mr. Samuel L. Samuel? You just won 100 acorns on WACHBFFM.
Can he only hear you? Can he only hear you?
You're live right now. What do you got to say to the audience? It's, I think it might be. Your mother.
Tell him the thing looks like an alien head.
It looks like an alien.
Yeah, it looks like an alien head. What do you think?
Not really.
I thought you thought so.
That's correct.
I thought he thought it looked like an alien head, too. I thought we agreed.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I thought you agreed too. It might have been somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, I'll see you later.
No, tell him to say parting words.
Oh yeah, can you give us some parting words?
Take it easy. Don't take it too crazy. And just relax.
Alright.
Alright, I'll say mice.